USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden said Friday that his COVID relief bill will pass with or without Republican support. Today, Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, indicated that the White House is open to a compromise, telling CNN State of the Union.
We welcome input to say where we may have not gotten everything right, where we could be more effective. Certainly, that's part of the process.
Senator Bernie Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's willing to compromise, but the time to act is now.
The issue is not, bipartisanship. The issue is, are we going to address the incredible set of crises and the pain and the anxiety which is in this country? If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises. That's great.
10 Republican senators are out with a plan of their own today. That's roughly a third the size of Biden's proposal. The senators are requesting a meeting to begin bipartisan negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Joe Biden wants schools reopened within his first 100 days. The question is it safe? USA Radio's Dan Naraki looks at a new study on COVID and the classroom.
A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are in place. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of that study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from break than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest, whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them. We got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci cautions that plan to reopen schools may not happen due to high COVID-19 transmission. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC's mask order issued late Friday takes effect a minute before midnight on Monday night for requiring face masks at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation, including airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshare services. Masks are also required at airports, bus and ferry terminals, seaports, and train and subway stations. No doubt the week ahead will be an interesting one on Wall Street. Should there be an investigation of recent activity in the stock market? USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
There has been a bipartisan call for hearings into the large spike for GameStop and AMC stock, driven by traders from the social media site Reddit. Many also questioned why trading app Robinhood temporarily froze trades of the stocks of those companies. Senator Roger Marshall wants to know what happened, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that he's not sure the government needs to step in and do something about it.
How many people would watch the Super Bowl if we changed the rules at halftime? And that's what I feel like a lot of investors feel like, that everyone deserves equal opportunity to make money on Wall Street, whether you live in small town USA or a big city, whether you work on Main Street or Wall Street. We want an equal shot at this. We don't want to overreact. I don't think we need a bunch of new rules. Let's get some folks in front of us and listen to what actually happened. But mostly, we want a level playing field. We want equal access to the markets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.